Well, Mattisons is a place which, if you're heading into Thornton Lee Dale, you might be very pleasantly surprised at the whole range of things that we've actually got here. We're currently waiting for the main owner behind Mattisons to actually come and have a little chat with us about his extensive collection of vehicles that we've got here. Vintage memorabilia with respect to the automotive trade, Aaron.
Yeah, it's really, really nice, and loads of cars from different eras, really. You know, right from the Porsches right down to the old sort of the Sunbeams and stuff like that, which is really good to see, really. And we were just saying there how beautiful cars the cars actually are inside and out. They're been well looked after, really.
There was certainly a notion of quality and craftspersonship that occurred within those days. I'm looking at the MGs as well, and obviously the MG Owners Club, it's something which I think is very popular even now these days with respect to the positivity of MGs, etc. Signs that we've actually got, we've got Swan Inc., we've got AA Hotels, we've got a whole range of classic signs working from Thirkleby, Butterwick, Middleton. It's actually a kind of museum to most things automotive.
Yeah, it is indeed, really, and interesting, like the AA signs there with the hotel, really, because initially the AA was there to sort of, a bit like Michelin, sort of to show people where to stay and when they're on the travels and stuff as well.
To salute you on the road. Actually, technically, if you had an AA badge, they would actually salute you as you're passing on the road.
That's true. So it's there's a whole wealth of sort of artifacts, sort of things here. It's really, really good.
A bygone age, a century, well, not quite a century ago, but certainly the last century. We'll hopefully be speaking to Derek in a few moments, if he can manage to squeeze in a few moments with us. If not, we shall probably have to move on to another area entirely. And there we are. Lo and behold, Derek has actually arrived. Derek has arrived. First of all, good to see you, Derek.
Hi. Yes, very nice to see you here.
Now, is it Derek Matheson?
It is, that's correct, yep.
Brilliant. Now, we've just had a little wander around what is a definite Aladdin's cave, if you're at all interested in terms of vintage cars, vintage memorabilia, etc. Share with us, how did this whole thing develop?
I think like most things like this, mainly through accident. No real desire to ever run a museum as such, but you drift into old vehicles, I think, and then that then leads you on to automobilia and signage and such like. And before you know where you are, you've actually got a museum up and running. So we started in about 1996, I think it was, and we've expanded since then. People bring things in, mainly rubbish to them, and we sift through them and decide that it's all worth keeping, which is a problem, with storage and such like. And it snowballs, really. More and more cars arrive, which you squeeze in, which makes it very, very difficult, really, to sort of keep things tidy at times. But we enjoy it very much, and I think you've got to be enthusiastic, and you've got to be an enthusiast to appreciate it.
Aaron.
Yeah, I was just saying earlier on there, Derek, it's amazing, these cars, and they're very beautiful. Like, would you say they don't make cars like the way they used to?
I think that's probably fair to say. That's sometimes a good thing, maybe, but yeah, I think so. They're much more individual. When you see an old car coming along the road or coming towards you, you can generally identify it if you know what you're looking for, whereas most of the cars these days are designed in the same wind tunnel, and they all look exactly the same. So, yeah, I think that's probably right. They've all got their little idiosyncrasies, and they've got their, you know, the very good points and very nice points. But I think the main thing is people regard them as a little bit of a fashion accessory, and put up with the small problems of running them for the sheer pleasure they get out of driving them.
It was, of course, the classic of you can have any colour as long as it's black, as in Fordism, that's worked its way through. The Model T works through that. One hears a great deal about the Bugatti being a kind of absolute, you know, dream for car collectors, etc. Is there one of these particular vehicles which you think, yes, that's my favourite, I don't want to sell that at all?
Yeah, I'm sure that is the case. Yeah, we have three or four vehicles that we've had, or probably more than that, 10 vehicles that we've had for 30 years or thereabouts, and they're obviously very dear to us, obviously because we've had them all that time. But I'm not really so keen on individual models. I like nice examples of any model.
Makes perfect sense. Heartbeat obviously came to an end a couple of years ago. It was much a sad departure of the whole thing. We've also had Graham Harper, who's our regular director and colleague here on Southside Broadcasting, working with the whole thing. You used to actually supply a lot of the vehicles for the programme, I gather.
We did at one time, yeah. When it first started, we had the bus in there for many, many years, which was great fun, which led us into several interesting episodes. We didn't have ever so many vehicles in there at any one time, but yeah, we've helped them out no end. But then, like most things, an industry develops around it, and we found that one or two guys built up a collection of cars specifically for that job. And there's a lot of difference between a film car and a museum or a collector's car. Or, generally speaking, on condition, the film cars aren't particularly good condition body-wise, but are very reliable.
Derek, I detect a slight home county's accent, or a slightly sort of London accent. Is the case, or are you just actually sort of disguising yourself as a North Yorkshire lad?
No, I don't think I could ever do that. No, I was born in Kilburn in North London, and then moved out to Bedfordshire and up to Yorkshire in 1987.
So I was just going to say, what brings you to the sort of north of the land, really?
I think, like most people that come to this part of the world, holidaymakers fall in love with it. It's a lovely area. It's nice people. It's a little bit quieter, a lot quieter in fact, and people say it's like stepping back 30 or 40 years, and I think it probably still is.
I have a particular liking for the car. We're just standing behind the MG, the yellow MG, which is fine, and we know that the MG Owners Club, they're very protective and very keen on this whole side of things. Presumably a lot of people expressing interest in this from the MG perspective.
Yeah, I think they do. MGBs are a very sensible car to buy. We have a number in stock at all times. In the sales side of things. At the moment, you've caught us in the auction mode. As you can probably see, we moved most of our true museum cars out and automobilia to accommodate the auction cars for this last sale on Saturday, just gone, in which there's generally two or three MGBs, this one in particular, lovely car. I think they make so much sense in as much as they're so affordable. The spares are readily available. They're a lovely car, very usable. Totally reliable. So financially, they're probably the best sports car to run.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying, like, because funny enough, my father-in-law's got an MG Midget, which I've used a number of times, and you know, it's really, really good. Really, always reliable. Always starts in it. It's you get these cars nowadays that always have something wrong with them, but the MG Midget always starts where it's go, which is good.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Yeah, I think there's a few cars falling into the same bracket, you know, the Spitfires and, like say, Midgets and things. But the beauty of MGs in particular, especially of MGBs, I suppose, is that there's a massive industry grown up around them. So every part is available and so cheap. We tend to think that we can put, parts-wise, cost, we can put new brakes, new steering, new suspension on an MGB for £500 parts. You know, just steering racks, £70, and springs, £40, and things like that. Very cheap car to run. Very
makes sense. Obviously, I just wish that the Rover Connection kept going with my own Rover 25, which is much appreciated. You mentioned the A-Weather auction, of course. There are a couple of auctions coming up. Would you like to start promoting them so people can actually, if they've missed out on the first one, they at least can sign up for other things happening in the summer?
Yeah, well, that's very nice. We had our first auction Saturday gone, the 2nd of April, which we're now just analysing, and people are coming along picking up cars and paying for them, which went quite well. We were quite pleased. A reasonable turnout. We need more people to come to the auction, but that will develop in time. We thought we'd have another one at the end of May, around about the 27th, 8th or something like that. We'll publicise it. And then if we like how it goes and people are happy and we enjoy it, we'll have a regular auction maybe every 2 to 3 months.
There's lots of exciting things to work through there. Who knows? Perhaps we can come along and actually do a location report from the auction itself.
Well, that'd be great. Absolutely, yeah. I think you'd find it very interesting to talk to auction visitors, because there's a tremendous cross-section of guys that just like to come and see classic cars or holidaymakers and such like, together with the hard and fast buyers.
And is there a web address for Mathesons that you can actually release at this stage?
Yep, that's our main site is... is www.mathewsons.co.uk.
Marvellous. Aaron, any other questions?
No, it's a brilliant place. It's when you travel through Fortnadale on your way to Scarborough, you always see the cars, and it's be a good opportunity for people to pass by next time, maybe to stop off and have a look around.
Yeah, that's lovely. You'll be more than welcome. Yeah, we'll be back to the auction situation fairly soon. As I say, it's been a real upheaval this last couple of weeks, but we've had to make room and accommodation for the sales cars. But within the next week or so, we'll be back to somewhere near normal, maybe a little bit tidier than it was before.
We'd be very impressed by the way your chaps have been sort of busily actually taking a whole range of barricades from one part to the other part, etc. I've been working like diligent ants there, Derek.
Well, yeah, it's been very hard for them. I've been very, very pleased with some help from friends and classic car enthusiast guys that have come round and helped us put on this sale, as I said earlier, our first auction, which is quite an upheaval. It really is. I mean, this place we're standing in now was totally full of auction cars and automobilia up until just over a week ago. And stuff that had been accumulating for years, so you know every nook and cranny was full of something, which is lovely for people, for visitors, but it meant an awful lot of moving for us. But we don't intend to get it quite as crowded and quite as mucky as before. But it's got a lovely atmosphere, and when it is full of the proper auction vehicles, it's really really interesting for people, I think.
And you've even got the dinky toy scenarios as well, tucked away in all sorts of zones, which is nice to see.
We have, yeah, we've got several. Cases of dinky toys and such like, you know, and toy cars and that, which the children love to see.
I like to see it in any case. It's great stuff.
Absolutely right, yeah. But our biggest attraction, really, I think, is the automobilia and the tools and the jacks and the wheel braces and things and stuff, and the signs. People love the enamel signs, and they tend to say that they like to go to museums that are cluttered. So they're obviously quite pleased when they come here because it is cluttered.
We should clearly set up the campaign for the AA to actually start saluting us on the road as we pass them by. That's the one thing. You know, it's never been the same since they stopped saluting us.
I think you're probably right, yeah. Yeah, great organisation, aren't they? But they would be nice. We've got lots of AA signs there, as you can see. And if you notice that the early ones are the AA and the Motorist Union, the MO, the MU sign on the bottom there. They are pre about 1914, I think. They're quite early signs, those.
Derek, it's been an absolute joy to actually have a snapshot of the fantastic work you actually do here with your company, of course, Mathewson's, in Thorntonleigh Dale. Hopefully we'll hook up again in the very near future.
Well, it's very nice to see you. Welcome anytime. Just give me a call.